No wonder he didn't sound the same. Yes, I'm sorry. It was Dixon Maddox I spoke to.
Figures, Mason said. And as usual, he's nowhere to be found at 9 a.m. I don't know why he keeps scheduling appointments he isn't going to keep.
Shit. What was I going to do if my interviewer was a no-show? I'm very interested in this job.
I tried not to sound too desperate, but I was pretty sure it showed.
He lifted his chin, but allowed his eyes to skim down my body and back up to my face. I wondered if I was dressed correctly in my black pencil skirt and gray and white striped blouse. Should I have worn the jacket? I didn't want to look like I expected to be the boss. Did I look too somber? Maybe I should have put on a colorful blouse, or Western clothes. Not that I owned any. He seemed to be looking at my hair. It was brown with red undertones and layered nicely, but was it big enough for Texas?
Well, since my brother dragged you downtown.
Thank you, I said breathlessly, before he could finish his sentence. He jerked his head in the direction of the hallway, and I followed him into a huge office. I cringed as I glanced around the place. Mason Maddox was obviously into hunting in a big way. Deer and moose heads were mounted on the walls, various birds and furry creatures stood atop tables in the room, and a mountain lion bared his teeth at me from